welcome to Minnesota Arts on the Road. I'm Glenn Broggett. It's a family affair on this edition as we welcome the O'Neill Family Band from East Grand Forks, Minnesota. Consisting of Tom, his wife Jean, and daughter Erin, the O'Neills' act consists of American, French, Canadian, and Celtic tunes and dances. Both Tom and Jean have been involved with folk music and dance since their teens, and their daughter Erin got involved in the act at an early age, step dancing at age 5 and fiddling at age 7. The show you're about to hear was recorded June 22, 2013, outdoors at the Kitson County History Center in Lake Bronson, Minnesota. Enjoy the multicultural music and dance of the O'Neill Family Band on this edition of Minnesota Arts on the Road. Minnesota Arts on the Road is supported through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Well, good afternoon. We're going to play some tunes here. We play traditional music and on acoustic instruments. A lot of what we'll be doing is actually original music composed by one or the other of us, usually Erin here playing the fiddle in the middle. Also mixed in with traditional tunes that may be, who knows, hundreds of years old. And the tunes that we pick come from different traditions, usually fiddle or banjo traditions, Appalachian mountain style things in North America, also Canadian style stuff, and a little Irish, a little Scottish influence. Those kinds of things also creep into what we do. So we are the O'Neills. We come from down near East Grand Forks, a little bit out of there, town of Mallory, near the town of Mallory. There's still a sign on Highway 2 that says Mallory, and there's like three houses there that are left, but it used to be a town. We live about a mile south of there on the Red Lake River. Tunes from Mallory, yeah, we could call it that. In fact, we did, we're working on a recording of a lot of these tunes, and that's probably going to be the name of the tune, the name of the recording, Tunes from Mallory.
Tom's going to get the fiddle on, we're going to do double fiddle, and we're going to do a tune called Bedrock Store, which Tom composed while sitting in Bedrock Store in Bedrock, Colorado, which my sister owns, an old historic store.
Okay, here we go, Bedrock Store. Thank you.
O'Neill family. Introduce yourself.
I'm Jean O'Neill, and also we have Tom O'Neill, my husband, and Erin O'Neill, my daughter. And Tom's tearing down stuff, and Erin's taking a nap.
Can you give us some background information on yourself?
Tom and I are both from Iowa, and met down there with a group called the Onion Creek Cloggers, where both of us had independently already been playing some music and found this group that was being run by some people from Kentucky who were teaching clogging and needed musicians to play. And we both learned to dance, and we both learned to play the tunes that they needed. And then we met each other, of course, and that was good. Has led to a nice long time of playing music together. And I began to call the community dances down there in connection with that clogging group, and because I felt like we needed to do more than just the fancy footwork clogging. We needed to bring people in and do reels and squares and get more people involved. And so then when we moved up here in 86, we started North Country Fiddle and Dance, and of course, because we don't have the group of musicians we had down there, we have done a lot more playing on our own as a duet, and have had a couple of occasional bands along the way, but people kind of come and go. But we don't. So, and then of course we grew up our own fiddler, and that was nice. And so it's kind of a lifelong thing, I guess.
Okay, we're gonna have the girls do a clog dance here. We got our dancing boards. We brought them along. You never know when you're gonna need them. All right, here's a tune. This one's called Borrow Knife.
Your daughter been involved with the O'Neill family band playing with you guys?
Well, she started playing the fiddle when she was 7 and actually started performing with us when she was 11. And then, of course, as she got older, became more and more of an important part of the band and began composing a lot of music that we play. So,
how important is she to the overall dynamic of you guys when you're performing?
Well, it's very important, although we, of course, played before she was born and now play a lot without her. So it's a different sound, though. When she plays, we do a little bit of a different mix of tunes if she's with us. And it's nice, of course, nice to have three rather than two. We're going to do a couple of jigs. The first one is probably Irish, called My Darling Asleep. And the second one is called The House That Tom Built, which Aaron composed several summers ago because Tom was building a new little electric shed. It's not really a house, but it looks like a little house. Actually, it is a house because the kittens are living in it now. So it's a kitten house. But anyway, she wrote a tune called The House That Tom Built, and that's going to be the second tune in the Irish tradition.
Going to play another tune. This one is called Barn Yarn. I wrote it in Candu, North Dakota. I was there for a theater camp. I was doing instructing for a few summers with Summer Art Safari, and we were actually staying in a barn. They didn't have anywhere else for us to stay, but it was actually a really nice barn.
It was a really nice barn.
They had it all renovated for the hunters in the area, so it was a hunting lodge. So if you ever go to Candu, you should check it out. I think it's called the Beck Lodge. There's a red barn in the middle of nowhere, and they let people stay in it.
Tell us a little bit more about your North Country Fiddle and Dance Club. I mean, this is a thing that's really been doing lots of good things in the East Grand Forks area.
Well, yeah, it's been running, like I said, since 86, but just in the last, well, I should mention that we got some legacy arts and cultural heritage funding for this last season that we just finished and the season before that, because costs were going up, rents were going up, and also, as you asked before about the importance of Erin, before she went off to college, we could run the dance group with just us three, because Tom and Erin could be the band and I could be the caller. But when she left, suddenly we needed to bring in other musicians, and that brings in a lot more expense, because most of the musicians that can play this kind of thing for extended dance music, for long dances, we had to go to Duluth or the cities or Fergus Falls, and that gets expensive. So we had some legacy funding. But over the last couple of years, we've really been building. We've got 60 to 80 people coming, 9 squares at the last dance. It was amazing. All ages, families bring their kids. Seniors come to watch and sometimes dance. A lot of young people are coming now in their 20s, 30s, 40s. A lot of people are figuring out that this is a lot of fun and bringing their friends. And so it's been great. It's really, and we teach all the dances. Okay. You don't need to know anything. It's always all live music. The band is usually engaged in having fun watching people learn while they're waiting to play their music. And we teach simple squares. You can learn them in just 5-10 minutes.
We are very tolerant of anybody making mistakes, and it's part of the fun. We teach reels, we teach English, or New England style contras, which is another kind of an American traditional dance. They're all sort of patterned dances, which is nice because if you like to dance but you feel dumb just getting out there kind of jiggling around, this gives you a structure.
You're kind of like the cure for two left feet.
Right.
So another step dance here. This one's going to be a Canadian-style step dance as opposed to the Appalachian-style clog dance.
This dance is called Reel of Four. Called Reel of Four, but it actually has five steps.
Fell down.
Almost did.
Just right at the end.
You played it really fast.
I was too fast?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I should have known.
Well, maybe I just haven't.
I could have slowed down.
Exercised in a long time.
We're going to go to Ireland again. Actually, we are partly Irish, so that's appropriate. And I have a French Canadian grandmother, so that's also appropriate. And Tom has some Scottish heritage.
A little. Is that appropriate? I was looking, for some reason, I was looking up Rupert's Land on the computer the other day, or encyclopedia, I guess, but we're from Rupert's Land. That's right here, that's where we're at, is Rupert's Land. And Rupert's Land has a mixture of all kinds of people in it. And even its own fiddle tradition comes out of Rupert's Land, which is the Métis fiddle tradition, which is another unique sound. And actually, there's kind of a little bit of a connection with what we sound like and that tradition, so. So there you go.
Thank you.
Now we're going to play.
You bet.
Yep. Oh, but I don't know. We still like to call ourselves the imposters. And we've added a couple adjectives. So our closet name is the Awesome Possum Imposters.
Well, that's a new one on me.
That's a closet name. Sometimes we are the Rupert's Land Band, however. Killavell's Fancy, which is Irish. I started to talk about Ireland. And then Leap Dog, which is another one of Erin's tunes, which she made because we have a really crazy dog that climbs trees and jumps fences and stuff. So.
Thank you.
You're listening to the O'Neill Family Band from East Grand Forks, Minnesota, live from the Lake Bronson History Center in Lake Bronson, Minnesota, on this edition of Minnesota Arts on the Road.
Now, do you have guys have any real big signature events every year that you run for the dance company?
Well, not so much, but I think we'll try to do this again maybe this fall, but last fall we had a kind of a big deal, kind of a kickoff dance where we brought a band from Minneapolis called the Pig's Eye Landing, who have been playing around Minneapolis for a long time. Plus, we brought the Wild Goose Chase Cloggers. We brought a six-team dance group that do they've been to Europe. They're really good. They're great. And they came, and we did a workshop in the afternoon, and then they did a performance before the dance. And so for that dance, we had about 120 people there, which was great. Yeah, so the idea of having sort of a kickoff event is a good idea, but I don't know how we'd top the cloggers. So I'll have to think about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talk about all the various kinds of dance. Now, how would you describe the musical styles? I mean, you have all these different dances and the music to go along with it. It is a real hodgepodge of lots of different ethnicity going on.
Well, yeah, what we do is a mix of probably the Appalachian American style, which is also itself is a mix of it's a mix of Irish and Scotch and American Indian and African music. Basically, that banjo comes from Africa, so Appalachian music in itself is a hodgepodge to begin with. But we also play French Canadian music, which is a mix of French and English and Irish and some Native American influence there too. And so we play that, and we also play some Irish, but it's sort of Irish American. We don't really get into the strict Irish style. And the dances that we do are influenced in the same way. We do Canadian mixers, Canadian squares, American squares, Appalachian squares, New England long ways reels. If anybody's done the Virginia reel, they would be familiar with some of the dances that we do. Mixers, circles. They're all basically Native and European, pretty much a European American mix.
This one is dedicated to Gene's father, who passed away a couple years ago, Jim Griffin, composed by Aaron again. Jim was a great fisherman. He used to, that's what he loved. One of the things he loved the most was to go fishing, and he really liked the Boundary Waters area. They would go up there. He'd go up there with his buddies throughout his life in various times on fishing expeditions. And of course, when Gene got married and we started to have kids, and we had plenty of chances to get together with Gene's parents and go camping and fishing. And we did quite a bit of it right around here in this area. We used to come here to Lake Bronson and paddle our canoes back up the river and catch some fish. He also loved to tell stories. He was a good storyteller. And so this is like the experience for me anyway, when this tune is of paddling down the river and listening to the stream of Jim's stories and just having a really nice, enjoyable, easy going time. So that's what I remember when I think of Jim and this tune. He just loved the Quish. He loved the Boundary Waters, like I said, and the Quishree River, I think, was a sacred place for him. So this one is called Stream of James.
And also, he was a very good, great physicist, and I named it Stream of James as well because of the stream of particles that he was used to working with. He would try to shoot particles all the way across the U.S. underground and do fancy things like that. So here is the tune. Thank you.
what is both your favorite style of music to play as well as your favorite type of dancing? I mean, you talk about all these things that you do, but I want to know which ones kind of get a little bit more of the rub, let's just say.
Well, that's a really hard question. Actually, I love the French-Canadian music, but when I play the banjo, I love the Appalachian music, and that's great, because when we play Southern music, I play the banjo, and I've been playing that less long than the concertina. I've been playing the concertina for over 30 years, and so that's really ingrained, but that's more Northern, that's more the Irish and the Canadian and the English and Scottish, and so when I started playing the banjo about maybe like 12 or 13 years ago now, the Southern music started to move up in my loving that style of music.
Are there any particular artists that you like that play the similar genres of music that you kind of have some sort of influence or have been influenced by?
Well, I'd say Levant du Nord from Quebec, and also La Bottine Souriante are some Canadian bands that we've learned a lot of their music, but also just local, like La Danseuse de la Riviere Rouge in Winnipeg or St. Boniface has influenced us, and a lot of the local bands in the cities are where I get a lot of my Southern tunes. We go to these dance weekends and you just sit around and jam and play, and if there's a certain tune that really, you know,
grabs you,
then you want to like hit your little recorder and get that one tune and then go home and take that home. And so for the Southern tunes, actually I've learned those more from other musicians that are just local around rather than bands.
Mm-hmm. Now you guys have played more than one of these gigs together. Now, is there any of these gigs that you've played through the years that really stand out as far as your more memorable gigs? Some of the places, the venues that you've played at, or anything step
out? Well, we've played for years at some of the off and on for some of the rendezvous events, like the ox cart, the Métis culture. Those are kind of interesting. We learned a lot of history by doing those and using our Canadian tunes and learning some of the dances for those. I don't know. There've all been so many different things and so many quirky little places we've played that I don't know what would stand out.
It's just been a whole lot of fun and lots of interesting things along the way.
Yeah. And there is one event that I like to go to every year, which is not like playing a gig, but it's a gathering of dancers and cloggers and musicians called Moose Jaw, which is held at Maple Log, now down by Detroit Lakes. So I get a lot of inspiration by going there every year.
This next tune is called Beat Mountain, B-E-E-T, as in Mountains of Beats, right?
Yeah, we live outside of East Grand Forks, so we drive into town for work and other things frequently on Business Highway 2, and we go by the beet plant there, and for at least 6 months out of the year, there are mountains of beets.
So, and then followed by a Shetland tune called Willa Fjord. Thank you.
just have a little bit of time left here. What lies ahead for you guys? What do you guys got in store here? I mean, you just conquered Lake Bronson. What's coming up for you?
Well, we have a little gig in Red Lake Falls on July 10th. We're doing a library show. So we're brushing up on our kids' songs, and we're going to hope to get the kids up to dance. Now, I hope they'll jump up a little bit more than the people here. But, you know, it's hot and kind of hard to get dancing in the grass. But, and then let's see, what else we have? Oh, there's something else, but I can't think what it is at the moment.
What does music mean to you?
It's pretty much a way of life, I would say. We play every day. It's a communication. We can communicate with each other. We can communicate with Aaron. We can communicate with people we play for. We can communicate with people we play for dancing for easily. And we can... if you meet somebody in this kind of culture that we, this subculture of musicians that we are in, and you play some music with them, you know them. They become your friends, even if you don't even know what they do for a living. So it's a big way of connecting to people.
Now, speaking of connecting, now what way can fans and potential people who would like to book your talents and services can get a hold of you?
Well, we don't have a website yet. We're thinking about that. But if you want to contact us, well, we are in MN Arts. If you go to MN Arts and look in the O'Neill Family Band, we're there. We're also on Minnesota Old Time Music and Bluegrass Association's website. We are available at oneil@rrv.net.
Excellent. Anything to say here before we go our separate ways today?
It was great to come and play, and we were happy because we got to come and play here today. We got to have a weekend with Erin, because she wouldn't have made it up here this weekend without a little promise of some extra money. So
it's a win-win.
Yeah. So it was good.
Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Okay, we're coming up with one last tune here. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to finish with Texas Gals.
This has been Minnesota Arts on the Road with our special guest, the O'Neill Family Band, recorded live at the Kitson County History Center in Lake Bronson, Minnesota. Photos and audio from this show and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs can be found at radionorthland.org. Minnesota Arts on the Road is supported through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This has been Minnesota Arts on the Road. I'm Glenn Broggett.